When the contagion began to spread among the general population, top officials with the National Institutes of Health and Centers for Disease Control, as well as the Defense Department and the Department of Health and Human Resources, began a program of misrepresentation of the disease to mask their role in its origin. The illness, initially said to be psychosomatic, later was claimed to be connected to the Epstein-Barr virus and was labeled chronic mononucleosis. This has now become known as chronic fatigue syndrome. Like the veterans before them, victims of this ailment were told it was merely a psychological condition. Meanwhile, officials reportedly took steps to counteract the pathogen by covertly inoculating the public using airborne biological agents with chemtrails. Media outlets have been complicit in the government's denial of chemtrails, and attempts to explore the phenomenon have been woefully inadequate. In February 2007, the Discovery Channel aired a program devoted to the issue. Many believed this was a classic case of misdirection. The program, Best Evidence, was entitled Chemical Contrails and focused on whether jet aircraft vapor trails might be toxic. The first third of the program fairly presented the concerns of several citizens and researchers regarding the aerial trails that appeared much different from the usual vapor trails. The next third described various scientific equipment, including a jet engine, which was to be used to test burned particulates from the jet's exhaust. The final third was an exhaustingly detailed analysis of the burned fuel that showed no pathogens or any other harmful chemical or metal in the fuel waste. The show made clear that nothing unusual was to be found in the jet vapor trails, but the fatal flaw in its producer's analysis was obvious. The show's narrator stated that the U.S. military had refused to allow its jet fuel to be tested, which eliminated the prime suspect for chemtrails. For their test, the show's producers had used commercial jet fuel purchased from a local airport. No wonder the burned fuel showed no unusual properties. No one has ever accused normal jet fuel of being contaminated with unusual chemicals or pathogens. It has also been established, both by observation and photographs, that chemtrails emanate from lines along aircraft wings, not from the engines. This demonstrates that chemtrails constitute an aerial spraying program and are not connected to spent jet fuel. One Louisiana TV station in late 2007 took upon itself the task of testing water captured under a crosshatch of aerial trails. KSLA TV News in Shreveport found exceptionally high levels of barium, an alkaline earth metal rarely found in nature, since it quickly oxidizes in air.